I'm going to talk about the effect of drought on southern highbush blueberry photosynthesis and the positive impact of using Vaccinium arboreum as a rootstock. Thank you. Blueberry production in California is important because it produces one of the fruits with the highest price, but also it can supply the demand in the off-season. And according to the USDA, California is the seventh producer of blueberry. However, there are some challenges for growers, which are high soil pH, the effect of drought, and the high labor cost for harvesting. High soil pH affects blueberry growth because these plants need an optimum soil pH from 4.5 to 5.5. But in the Central Valley and in the San Joaquin Valley, we have a pH that is above 7.5 up to 10. And for this reason, it is necessary to acidify soils, which increases the price of production. The severe drought that we have in California in the last years, it makes necessary to improve water management. And because we have blueberry plants with a shallow root system, which doesn't go deeper than 36 centimeters, it makes these plants more prone to suffer drought stress. So we need to understand how these plants respond to this new environment. Manual harvesting is preferred in blueberry because it increases the quality of the fruit and the management in post-harvest. But mechanical harvesting, it's been used since labor. It has a high cost. But in blueberry, we have a multi-trunk stem, and it reduces the efficiency of harvesting since some fruits get trapped in the canopy. So the picture that you have in your right, it's a grafted blueberry, which is a single trunk, and this is one of the approaches of grafting, because this increases efficiency in mechanical harvesting. This is sparkleberry, or Vaccinium arboreum. This is a wild species that grows in the southeast of the United States. And this plant is really important for us because it has three main characteristics that might help us to mitigate those problems in California. Those characteristics are that this plant tolerates a wide range of pH. It grows widely in a pH soil of 4.4 to 7. Also, it's been reported as having a deeper root system, which makes them an advantage of taking up water deeper in the soil. Also, when used as a rootstock, it has a single trunk stem. But it doesn't have a marketable fruit, but that's the reason this is a good candidate for being a rootstock instead of using it as a production. Also, it is compatible with most of the blueberry species. Well, at the beginning of the experiment, the hypothesis was that having a grafted blueberry onto sparkleberry with a deeper root system, we will have a blueberry plant that will perform better under drought, since it can take up water deeper in the soil. Compared to a non-grafted blueberry, we expected to have responses faster and with stress. The site of evaluation was in the San Joaquin Valley in California. It was performed during the summers of 2015 and 2016. And it was in an established trial in 1999 for some researchers from Oregon State University and University of Florida. This trial consisted of a non-grafted blueberry and grafted blueberry onto sparkleberry. And the varieties were three: Emerald, Jewel, and Star. But because we didn't have differences between varieties, I'm going to talk about southern highbush blueberry as a group. Something that I want to point out from this slide is that even though this is not a good characteristic for farmers, the rootstock was showing some adventitious shoots or suckers, and it was an advantage for us since we could compare the performance of two shoots in a mixed canopy with shoots of blueberry and shoots of sparkleberry in a canopy that was sharing the same root system. This is the design of the experiment. We have two factors, the factor well water with two labels, well water plants and water stress plants. The water stress consisted of 2 weeks of no irrigation. And the second factor was grafted blueberry, non-grafted blueberry, and shoots of sparkleberry. So those suckers that were coming from the soil. It was analyzed with a mixed model, and we had 6 blocks. There were variables measured in the continuum soil, plant, atmosphere. In the soil, soil moisture sensors were set in 10, 30, and centimeters depth. And then in the plant, with the Likert 6400, we measure photosynthesis, stomatal conductance, and CO2 response curves. Also, in the trial, we set a experimental weather station to control the temperature, relative humidity, and calculate vapor pressure deficit. This is what we have after 2 weeks of no irrigation. We found that there is an impact of water in all of the 3 treatments. All of them had like a reduced photosynthesis rate when under water stress conditions. None of them performed better or had any advantage being under stress. And now comparing blueberry grafted with non-grafted, it was a significant improvement of photosynthesis when these plants were grafted. Between sparkleberry and blueberry grafted, there were non-significant differences. Comparing the photosynthesis with the stomatal conductance, it was found the same pattern between these two variables. So these started to show us that it might be some stomatal constraints that were affecting photosynthesis. To understand this a little bit more, the CO2 response curves were performed. These response curves were performed under well water treatments, and it was interesting to find that under the same conditions of intercellular CO2 and irrigation, sparkleberry and blueberry are able to have the same photosynthesis rate. However, sparkleberry was performing better than non-grafted blueberry. Bringing the means of our experiment to set in the CO2, to fit in the CO2 response curves, it was found that these plants were performing in 0.5% less of the intercellular CO2 that they were able to have with the atmospheric conditions. So now we can conclude that they are stomatal limitation, that there are some stomatal closure. Even though they were well irrigated, they are having some limitation in gas exchange. They are closing a stomata to keep water lost, but also they are prevent from taking up CO2. Now, going to the hypothetical scenario that these plants were in a good environmental conditions with completely open stomata, and they could reach concentration the same to the atmospheric concentration of 40 pascals, we were expected to have around 20 micromoles per meter squared per second of a photosynthesis rate. But when we have non-grafted blueberry and in conditions of well irrigated, there is a 57% reduction of that optimum photosynthesis rate that these plants can have. Now, when we graft them and have them in well water conditions, there is still a reduction from the optimum photosynthesis they can have. So we can see that there is just 11% of improvement, but still these plants are in environmental conditions that are constraining open the stomata to open. Finally, the soil moisture sensors are showing us some explanation about why grafted blueberry and sparkleberry were performing better. And this was found in 30 centimeters deep. What we can see here is that the volumetric water content of the roots of these two species, they have the same volumetric water content. That means they are taking up water in the same rate. They are having access to the same amount of water. But when we go deeper in the soil, it is a clear advantage of sparkleberry, which is taking up water, or in other words, is dehydrating the soil and reducing volumetric water content, and that means they are presence of roots in this part of the soil, and that's why they can keep have better performance under drought. In the case of blueberry, there is no reduction, so that means there are no presence of roots that they cannot take up that water. I'm not showing what happened in 10 centimeters deep, since they have the same response as what we had at 30 centimeters. Now, to wrap up my presentation, as bringing the initial hypothesis about a sparkleberry had deeper root system and that makes them to improve, like perform better under drought, we can conclude that they have deeper root system and they can take up water deeper in the soil. Also, it makes these plants to perform better under drought. And when we graft blueberry, there is an improvement, little improvement, but it's still an improvement. Finally, there is still a constraint in stomatal conductance that has to be studied. They are in this environment, there is something that is constraining this gas exchange, and these things have to be evaluated. I'm going to finish my presentation by inviting you to come and see our poster, which was performed, it was an experiment performed in the same trial, but in this case was with foliar concentration of nutrients in grafted blueberry and non-grafted blueberry, also with the rootstock sparkleberry. Thank you to all the people and organization that made this research possible. Thank you. Okay, we've been working on grafting this year. It seems we are learning from the beginning from some mistakes. Now, after those mistakes on grafting, and we found that there is an incompatibility, so you have to graft like 100 plants to have 20 successful rates. Those plants are grafted. Sparkleberry, it's not easy to propagate. So you have to have plants that can come from tissue culture. And once you have 2 years of, like these plants are 2 years old, you can graft them. It's a tongue graft. And it's just we usually with four bats and keep them in well water conditions, like humid place. It's something that it works. So it's with 2-year-old rootstock and with dormant scion with at least four buds. I've been working on that. I found that there are some differences in the stomatal density, and I think this comes from the sparkleberry comes from a environment like humid environment, and also I think the venation it might have an impact on this. Also, I didn't show that data, but I've been working with water potential. And it seems these two plants, blueberry and sparkleberry, have different mechanisms to respond to drought. It seems a blueberry can close stomata faster than sparkleberry. Sparkleberry doesn't have to have those mechanisms because it comes from a humid environment. So there are some differences, and it comes from being these two plants coming from different environments originally.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.